Good morning. We continue with Chayim Mechashav Shabbos. I'm learning Klal Yedalid. We finished Siman Hey. So let's do Siman Vav, and then we have to clarify a few points. Halacha L'maisa. So based on what we've been saying up to this point, so squeezing out the kvashim to discard the liquid is going to be mutter according to both approaches, whether it's still considered a mashka or not. But just taking it out for the purpose of discarding it is going to be mutter. If a person is taking it out to use the liquid, it possibly will be chiyuv d'oraisa, or at least possibly it might be at least osur mirabbanan. So halacha l'maisa, a person can't squeeze it out to use the liquid. Squeeze it out to discard it. If you're dealing with something which has a halachic status of a mashka, so you're dealing with a halachic chashash of d'oraisa. If you're dealing with something which does not have a halachic status of a mashka, it's not one of the seven mashkim, so then at best you're dealing with an issur d'rabbanan. So maybe there's more makom to be makel, to argue that you could use the mashka, but halacha l'maisa, we don't accept that. So practically, the act of squeezing kvashim and slokas is only mutter if the intent is to discard the liquid. So the Chayyim says in Siman Vav, okay, mini tigun shenivu by shuman harbe. So a person fried something and it has a lot of oil inside of it. It's very oily. So you want to squeeze out to remove the excess oil. Mutter l'sochtoy. So you want to squeeze it out. So whereas in Siman Hey, he says he was worried about the halachic status, whether it's going to be mutter to do that or not. Over here, it's going to be mutter for sure. Then the on the simin hay, the shom nivle by mashkin, mashengin b'shuman the mikara uchla b'hashta uchla. The oil, which is the natural oil of the food, is not one of the seven mashkin. It's part of the food, so it's an oichel. And right now, it's still an oichel. So all you're doing is squeezing out an oichel from an oichel. The Chayyim is arguing that a person wants to take it out even if they'll use the liquid, it's going to be mutter, because what is it? It doesn't get a status of a mashka. It's not a mashka. So you're talking about the natural oils which are in the food. They're an oichel, and they're vayter an oichel. So it's going to be mutter to use. At least if you squeeze it into a food, which we said before, it goes into a food, it's an oichel. Whereas we said before, in Siman Hey, one cannot squeeze it into a food. But to argue that over here one could squeeze it into a food, at least squeeze it into a food, a person squeezes it out to use it, maybe we should give it the middle status, like Tusim and Rimanim. This is a common thing to do. But arguably, it's not. So let's just clarify this last point. It's not. It started out as an oichel. Does it get a status of a mashkim d'oraisa? So the answer is no. Tusim and Rimanim do not get a status of a mashka d'oraisa either, but they're still usur. Well, that's because it's common to squeeze them out to use the liquid. Most people do not squeeze out, let's say, pizza to use the oil. So if a person wants to squeeze out the pizza to use the oil of the cheese, it should be like the third group, which is mutter to do so, number one. Number two, even if you want to say that maybe this is something which belongs to the second group, if you squeeze it into a food, it'll be mutter. According to any approach, if you squeeze it just to get rid of the oil, it's going to be mutter. So a person wants to squeeze a food which is oily, with its natural oil, to squeeze out to get rid of the excess oil, to discard it is going to be mutter, into a food is going to be mutter, and to use the oil is going to be at least a question, and possibly even that's going to be mutter. That's talking about a case where a person has the natural oil, but a person has a case where it absorbed a mashka. So to squeeze it out to discard the mashka is going to be mutter. But to squeeze out to use the mashka is going to be usur. And even if you squeeze it into a food, the Chayyim said is going to be a question. Let's clarify this point. It should really depend on what type of oil you use. If you use olive oil, which has a halachic status of a mashka, it's one of the seven mashkim, so then you cannot squeeze it out to use it for the mashka. because you're dealing with something which when it is a mashka, and maybe since it's still a mashka. But you're dealing, let's say, with vegetable oil is not a midrash, is not a mashka. So it's, it didn't start out as a mashka. It was absorbed in the food, and you want to squeeze it out. So to squeeze it out, to get rid of the oil, even by olive oil is mutter. To squeeze it out to into a reichel, it's going to be mutter. The whole issue we said before was if it's already a mashka, it's too late to squeeze it into a reichel. But over here, it's not a mashka yet. And squeeze it out to use it, we get involved with this question, do we look at it like Tusim and Rimonim, or like Shaiperis, which maybe should be also to use it for that mashka. But to squeeze it out into an oichel is going to be mutter. To squeeze it out to discard it for sure is going to be mutter, no matter what type of oil it is. Okay, so now the question which we need to clarify is, what happened to Barer? What happened to the Malach of Barer? Why isn't Barer relevant over here? And we have to clarify that point. Because Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.